what more can you ask for? You can't ask for much more than Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick, surrender. On a lovely Sunday morning of overcast skies and 63 degree weather. That's right. It's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, I'm obviously out and about today. Where could I possibly be? I'm at Herrenhaven. I just pulled up in my car. My name is Tobe. I'm a fan of Cheap Trick. Sort of. Cheap Trick is a strange band to me. And I have a strange relationship with them, but as I was driving over here, Surrender started up on the radio. And I was like, okay, let's do this. Mommy's all right. Oh, what a great song. Oh, you never know what you'll catch. Anyway, so here I am at Herrenhaven again. It is a lovely day. Like I said, it's about 62, 63 degrees. Call it 16 degrees Celsius. I'm walking around the back here, kind of, the back of the butterfly garden. People have been working on the butterfly garden, and all the old plants are being thrown out, and nothing is green yet, but maybe someday it will go green in here. Someday, very soon. Hey, are these chives? So I'm stepping out kind of into the Mulhouse property zone. I'm seeing a big patch of what appears to be chives. Are these chives? Toad bends down to take a closer look. These, most assuredly, are chives. All right. And here's another really nice clump over here. Oh, and here's another secret clump right here. All right. So now we know where to get chives. But yeah, I've got a good place for chives at OPPD, too. We have not been to OPPD yet this year. Maybe we should have gone there today, because there's a bunch of cars here. There's a bunch of people. And when there's dorky people around, we don't see any dudes. But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm standing on the edge of the Mulhouse property, and I'm scanning. There's two geese standing kind of over by the weir. They're grazing. Grazing. And I don't see much of anything else. That is for certain. Where's my mati? Where's my mati that's been hanging out here in this area? See, he could be hiding over there. Or he could be hiding over there. I know where these guys are hiding. I just can't see them. And that's okay. Jeez, you know what's weird now is... Now I'm going to want to listen to Cheap Trick all day. I'm going to have to go home, do a search on YouTube for Cheap Trick, and then I'm going to be Cheap Tricking all night. Why do I just get the feeling that's going to happen? Cheap Trick. Yeah, they're great, but they're weird. There's something... Every time I listen to their songs, any one of their songs, I think, okay, this is going in a strange direction. Wait, I thought I saw something. Did I see something? Over there, under that sumac, that stand of sumac? Well, maybe not. Maybe it was just a bird. But the thing about Cheap Trick is... All of their chord progressions are strange. They're weird. Something will go one way, and then you'll think, okay, I see where this is going, and then no. And they switch to some other very bizarre chord. And it's like, this doesn't quite work, you guys. This isn't working. And then there's their weird lack of rhyming. You think something's going to rhyme because you'll have a verse, and the first couplet rhymes, but the second couplet doesn't rhyme. And it's just weird. You just sort of think, oh no, something needs to rhyme here. Mama told me, yes, she told me that I'd meet girls like you. Okay. Rhyming stuff with the word you is not difficult. We have lots of examples of that in our musicology. But then what do they rhyme it with? You'll never know what you'll catch. Which is a great line, but that's not how you lead into that line. It's just odd. And I don't know, that might be part of the appeal of Cheap Trick. I don't know. All right, so I'm standing here at the sub pond now, after walking across the Mulhall's property. I'm looking over there at the... Hey, what kind of bird is that? I'm looking over there at that hole. That hole has been used some more. There is somebody using that hole as some kind of den or hideout or something. And this is the hole where we saw a mink one time, a couple years ago. 2 years ago, I think it was. We got that super rare photograph of a mink. It's hard to photograph minks because, although sometimes they will come right up to you, and I've have had that happen to me, they do not stand still. They never stand still. They're always moving. And as such are difficult to photograph. Alright, so I'm walking out towards the boardwalk. What's going on out here today? The wind is a little less gnarly than it was yesterday. I didn't think there was any wind at all. I was checking for wind at my house, but there's never a wind at my house. And then when I was driving over here, I saw some flags standing almost straight out, and that was crazy. But yeah, right now there's like no wind, or very little wind. As I walk onto the boardwalk over the water, looking around, what direction is that? To my right, there are two geese swimming around kind of by the border. Oh, here comes another one. Hi, dude. So we got three geese over here. And on the inside of the boardwalk, we got two geese standing over there on some logs. I'm looking around for other stuff. Looking around in the reed line. And what am I seeing? I see something over there. Is that a little trail, or is that gonna be turned into a nesting area? That looks like that's getting ready to be a nest. So that's good. I guess geese are thinking about making nests. That's a good news. That means we're gonna have goose eggs, which means we'll have goose babies here in about another month or so. Walking out to the end of the boardwalk, I can see across the pond. What do we got going on out here? Well, there's a couple of more geese just sort of hanging out. As I look toward the road, there's a big hole under a tree over there. I hope no Mateys are thinking about living there, because they're like 8 feet away from, call it 3 meters away from the very busy West Maple Road. Cars driving by. We don't need our dudes getting hit by cars. No, we don't. So we got some honking geese out here. Uh-oh, these four decided to take flight. Bram, bram. Okay, see you later. Alright, what else is going on out here? Not much. Yeah, there's geese. Goosers everywhere. Well, not everywhere. We got them out here, but there's not like a million of them. Oh, what else we got going on out here other than some wind now? Yay, wind. My favorite. My favorite noise ever. What happens if we turn around and walk into the wind? The wind is at my back, and these two geese are swimming up to me. They think I got food for them. I do not. Ooh, we don't want to turn into the wind. Okay, so I'm going to start walking back into the forest. Look at all these reeds that are just doing nothing. Where's all my dudes? Where's my mates? Where's my minks? Where's my... Well, I shouldn't say it, but where's my beavers? I think I did see a tree over there that looked like fresh beaver damage, but maybe that was old beaver damage. And the tree has only fallen down in the last few months. Oh, speaking of in the reeds, okay, there's some geese back there in the reeds that I couldn't see from my previous angle. Are they building a nest back in there? I suppose they could. I don't know if that's the best place for a nest, though. That seems to me like it would be not very well defendable against land-based predators such as foxes. Because, see, you could just sneak up right up there. All right. So as I leave the boardwalk and re-enter the forest, oh, some more geese are flying away. Where are they going? Nobody knows. Going to Goose Town. All right. Back to the sub pond, looking around, not seeing any dudes. Why are we not seeing any dudes? Probably because there's a lot of people here today. Or at least there were. So, yeah, here we go. Here's one of our guys, Mr. Photographer Dude. So let's, do I want to go back out to the Mulhouse property? Why do I get the feeling I'm missing something out there? Now I'm going to turn around and head over to the land bridge here and see what we got. Nothing. Oh, but it looks like some algae is growing. That's good. That just means more food for all the dudes. Alright, we'll enter the back 40 of the forest here and we'll go see what's going on. It just occurred to me, only just now, that I have forgotten to bring my camera. Yeah, duh. Oh well, I guess that's okay. Do I see something over there? Yes, I see something at the elbow of the billabong. I know exactly what's going on here. So, let's walk into the wall blind. Why is this tree wet right here? Is it just sapping? Looks like it's just sapping out. Alright, so into the wall blind we go. And what do we have sitting right at the bend of the of the billabong? We have a goose nest there. An early goose nest. This happened last year and I think the year before. And there's just one goose just sitting on that nest. Is there any eggs in that nest? I really doubt it. Is this one of those hysterical pregnancies? I think it is. I've seen this happen before. Yeah, okay, so there's nothing going on in the billabong, but we got this one goose sitting on a nest in that one spot, which is, I don't know, not that good of a spot. But apparently she likes it, and that's all that matters. That is all that matters. Right, so I'm turning around. Gonna walk out of the wall blind here. And I'm noticing little green sprigs of stuff are starting to pop out of the ground in places. Oh, we got some duckweed starting to form in the frog harbor here. What else is going down in the frog harbor? Oh, does not appear to be anything. I'm looking for ducks. I'm looking for wood ducks hiding under the branches and stuff. But I don't see any. Oh, that's what we should do. We should go out to Toll Park again. We went to Toll Park once or twice last year. This is a park that is in the city. It's across the street from an apartment complex I used to live at. And it's right down the creek. It is part of this same greenway. If we put a kayak into the creek here, we could just ride in it, float downstream a couple miles, and we would be at Toll Park. And what did we see in Toll Park last year? A load of wood ducks, a boatload of wood ducks. I was shocked to find that many wood ducks. And then we did see a bunch of Mottis, of course. Wait, what is that? Oh, I thought I saw, I must have just been a bird flipping around back there, because I saw some leaves get kicked up or something, and I thought there was a Mottie or something. But we gotta find us some Mottis. Howdy. Howdy. Got some more camera folks taking pictures of all the fun dudes out here. It is Sunday, so it's a popular day to be here. Now, I know there's a marmot den back there. I can't quite see it. Well, I sort of can. Doesn't look like there's any fresh dirt, though. Unlike some of the other marmot dens we've been finding. Yeah, I knew it was I knew it was Sunday, and I knew that there would be people here today. But I thought, I just gotta go anyway. I just gotta go. Gotta go outside. So I put on my shorts. Wearing my short pants today. Got my short pants on, but I'm also wearing my jacket. Which is one of my favorite combinations. I don't know why. I do not know why. Okay, so I'm overlooking the turtle reproduction pond now. And there's like nothing going on. Oh, there's a big bunch of... right when I say that, somebody does something and there's a big rings of water. Who is right down in here? I bet it's a tartar. I bet it's a big tartar. I can't see him, but I know where he is. I know where he is. Come on, come up to the surface. Let's see how big you really are. Oh, I got a little bit too close to the bank. And a whole bunch of frogs freaked out. So, we got a lot of frogs. A lot of frogs in the pond today. I'm waiting for that turtle to surface. I don't think he's going to. He says, nope, I'm not doing what you say. He's a rebel turtle. He's a rebel. Look at all these frogs staring at me too. Man, it's kind of weird. What are you looking at? What are you looking at, bubble eyes? I heard something scurry over to my left. It was a squirrel. And you know what? There's a hole over there. I kind of forgot that was there. But nope, it hasn't been dug out or anything. Alright, so what was that? Oh, that's some frogs swimming over there. Making waves. And there's all kinds of crazy business going on out in front of the blind. I can hear geese going nuts. Let's go see what the conflict is. Honkity honkity honk. Honk 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 honk. I'm the honkers. Honkity honker honk. Oh, I just remembered something else. I need to start putting my duck call in my pocket. Forgot my camera. Forgot my duck call. I haven't seen any ducks out here in a while. Oh, wow. I can see the log. There's a snapper there. Okay. So as we come into the blind, there's geese on Goose Island. There's some geese right in front of me. There's some geese on the outer rim of the inside of this bit. What's going on in the delta? Nothing. All right. And there's a big snapper right now, just crawled up onto the log. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 small western painted turtles, ranging from 4 to 6 inches in length. And then there's a big snapper. It's kind of a small snapper. Oh, he's yawning. Oh, look at that snapper yawn. He's opening his mouth. He looks like some kind of dinosaur monster dude. He's going, "Rawr, I'm Godzilla." No, you're not. You're Gamera. He shut his mouth. This guy isn't as big as the one that we saw yesterday. But the one that we saw yesterday, I think, is right there next to him. It's swimming in the water. Because I can see a big turtle shell right up against the log. Moving forward. So we got this little snapper, and when I say little, his shell is probably only a foot long, which is pretty damn big for a turtle. You would not want, you know, to feed this turtle your finger or anything. But there is another turtle swimming by slowly in the water right next to the log. And I bet it's our other big snapper. The guy that was on the log yesterday. Is he gonna climb out of the water? Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. And did he dive? Now I don't see him anymore. Oh, wait, I see something coming out of the water. I think it's just a little dude. Yep, it's just a little dude. It's one of the little western painted turtles. He's trying to climb up onto the log. He can't quite make it up. He's about halfway out of the water. Oh, and he slipped again. He fell back down into the water. Oh, he's having difficulty getting up there. Let's watch turtles try to climb up onto the log. Alright, he's giving it another shot. He's about halfway out. Oh, he kind of slipped down again. He's not trying to climb at the lowest spot, though. He's making it difficult for himself. If he would just swim 3 feet to the left, he could get on that low spot. But that might be where that other big snapper is. So, I don't know. Where did that little guy go? Now I don't. Oh, now he's way over on the really difficult part. He's trying out and he falls back in. Dude, you are doing it wrong. Okay, now he's swimming in the right direction at least. Maybe he just doesn't want to be in front of the snapping turtle. Maybe he's thinking, oh, that guy's going to eat me. No, he won't eat you. He's your friend. He's your turtly, snappery friend. Where did that other snapper go, though? Okay, little guy is now right by the snapper's tail. And he's climbing up on the log. Oh, I think he's got some grip. He's a halfway out. He's about two-thirds of the way out of the water. Come on. Oh, Jesus. And he slips again and he slips back into the water. Oh, but he's back out. He's giving it another shot. Oh, he's giving it all his effort. He's about two-thirds of the way out. And then his paw hit the snapper's tail and the snapper moved his tail. Come on, dude. And now the dude is sort of stalled. He's about halfway up. Come on. 110%. You got to give it. Oh, I found the other big snapper. He has swum over here, and he's now looking at me, sticking his head out of the water. Hello. All right, what's little dude doing? Oh, now there's some geese in front of me, too. Little dude is, he's halfway up the log. It looks like he's sort of grabbing onto the snapper's tail a little bit, but I don't think he really is. He's just trying to find some purchase. He's trying to find the grip required to climb up there on that log with his other turtle buddies. I don't know why they're on the log. It's not sunny. It's really overcast. It's rather dark. This goose has... Oh, little turtle dude, he just slipped down and now he's in the water. I can't see him. But I do have two geese in front of the blind here. Hello. Hello. Yeah. Man, I should bring my cat out here. Oh, Pippa, let's have some fun. Let's go play with the goosers and the snappers. Pippa says, I don't want to play with the snappers. Snapper! But the good news is we have seen two snapping turtles today. Snapper! I do love snappers. They're great. Why do I love them so much? I don't know. Because they're just these big, giant dinosaur tanks. Amphibious tanks. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, so cool. All right, well, it doesn't look like little guy is making much more effort to get up on the log. The snapper has moved his tail back into position and is resting its head on the log now, taking a snapper nap. Are you a sleepy turtle? Do you need to take a snapper nap? Snapper naps are being taken. Geese are a-honking. Where's my other turtle at? Where'd that other snapper go? He was heading in that direction. I don't know. Darn, I kind of wanted to see two big snappers up on the log. Oh, and speaking of which, I turn around and boom, big snapper has flopped off the log. And he went splash. And now he's swimming around on the other side of the log. I can kind of see his bubbles. And he's done. Apparently he spooked one of the other little turtles too. The tiny little 4-inch turtle bailed off too. Maybe they're just going to go out and do some turtle stuff. Transact some turtle business. Because that's what we do here at Heron Haven. We transact turtle business. So while I'm standing here, I'm going to check the rest of the rim of the pond. And now I'm looking for herons. And now I'm walking out of the blind. I know the herons have been showing up here because I've been seeing heron poop here and there. But I know that they're not showing up until later in the afternoon. They're not showing up until pretty much golden hour. They come in here to fish and stuff. And that's about it. We'll find herons later. I gotta go. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go home, maybe find some food, watch some football, do whatever. Tune in tomorrow, 1930. Bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.